via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President Mike Pence are set to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The White House says Pence will get his shot on Friday. There was no immediate word on when or if President Donald Trump will get the vaccine. President-elect Joe Biden will be vaccinated sometime next week, according to his transition team. Meantime, the approval process of the Moderna vaccine is now in the hands of the Food and Drug Administration's advisory committee, which meets later today. If the committee gives its approval, the FDA would grant the vaccine an emergency use authorization. The FDA also granted emergency approval of an over-the-counter COVID-19 test developed by an Australia-based healthcare technology company. U.S. lawmakers are nearing agreement on an almost $750 billion aid deal addressing the economic impact of the coronavirus. The aid package is based on a $908 billion proposal unveiled by a bipartisan group of senators earlier this week and will likely set aside the two major points of contention between the parties, business liability protections and state and local aid. President-elect Joe Biden has said that even if lawmakers reach an agreement on aid this month, a subsequent round almost certainly will need to be negotiated when the new Congress is sworn in early next year. The White House said Tuesday President Trump would wait to see the specifics of the deal before signing off on it. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is quarantining and after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19, State Department said Pompeo had tested negative but was being monitored. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Thursday that countries in the Asia-Pacific region are not guaranteed to have early access to COVID-19 shots and are urging them to adopt a long-term approach to the pandemic. The WHO's coordinator for essential medicines and health technologies said while some countries that have independent vaccine purchase agreements might start vaccination campaigns in the coming months, others could see vaccinations begin in the middle or late 2021. Globally, the virus has infected more than 74 million people and killed more than 1.6 million. The Inter-American Development Bank is pledging $1 billion to help Central American and Caribbean nations fight the pandemic. The IDB will devote the money to purchasing vaccines, strengthening national institutions, distributing the shots, and building immunization capacity. Fiji imposed a nationwide curfew overnight after urging people near the coast to move to higher ground as the island nation prepared for a major cyclone to hit. Cyclone Yasa was expected to hit the two main islands later today or early Friday. Authorities overnight imposed the curfew and declared a state of natural disaster. Stores were closed and streets were empty in the capital city of Suva. A French court convicted 14 people in connection with the January 2015 attacks on the Charlie Hebdo satirical magazine and a Jewish supermarket in Paris. The Paris trial began in September with 14 alleged associates of the jihadist terrorists facing charges of allegedly helping them carry out several attacks. The attack at Charlie Hebdo's offices was the first in a series of attacks over 3 days in January 2015, marking the beginning of a surge in violence by the Islamic State in Europe. Germany has had a record level of coronavirus deaths as it enters a harder lockdown, closing shops and schools to try to bring down the number of new cases. Germany implemented a light lockdown at the start of November. The measure succeeded in leveling off the numbers of daily infections, but didn't bring them down, prompting stricter ones. Lockdown measures are expected to be in place until at least January the 10th. An vigil was held in Caracas Wednesday for those killed and remain missing after two boats carrying 40 migrants disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago off the coast of eastern Venezuela. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.